Jesse Corcoran Podcast.
It's a man with a guitar behind me, and I've cued him to play, but he won't play.
His name is Dean.
Oh, you knew.
He was waiting to be invited.
Man with a guitar.
So basically, anything you say to the man.
That was great. Good job, Dean.
There you go, Dean.
I walk around, man with a guitar.
We need, you know what? When we get back to St. Louis, we need this.
Yes, we do.
We need this guy to just walk up behind us and start playing, you know.
Hey, Dean, every time somebody says something funny here, which might not happen very often today, but let's hear
it. That was really funny. Let's hear it.
Wow.
It might be the only time you play today.
And then you have to, like, you know, there's got to be some dirge, like, for a sad story.
That was supposed to be funny, real nice try.
You'll be using that one a lot, Dean.
Stay close, Dean.
Dean, you get paid to do this?
This is my job. This is my job, yeah.
Walt Disney World employs you, or the Animal Kingdom.
My day job is working at the Animal Kingdom. And they tell me about people. I walk around. Yeah. Like the folks who were in line for the show that I work is called the Festival of the Lion King. Uh-huh. And they tell me about folks. And I understand you guys are JC and the U-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a moment? Can I write a song about JC and the U-Man?
Well,
right,
we have
here?
Names too. Yeah. Laurie Mack and Jennifer Sparks.
But that's too complex.
She's not going to remember. Yeah.
It's JC and the U-Man, Sparky and Mac.
Sparky and Mac.
Oh, he didn't even need time.
We're ready. We're on. You man and JC, it's a fact. The ladies tell me they would not be nothing without Sparky and Mac. Now Sparky, she's the sweetheart, the baby, it's true. And Mac, when we need to know something, the boys come to you. It's gonna be a lot of fun at the Animal Kingdom. Think about all the wild animals you can see. Now Sparky and Mac, they were entertained, that's a fact. What are them wild animals out there? Why, that's you man and JC.
Great, good job.
That's an open.
Wow.
John, this is the best newscast you've ever done.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Thursday, January 27th, 2022, 286 days remaining in our American democratic system, as we have noted. How you doing, kids? You're at jcontheline.com, but you already knew that, didn't you? I'll tell you, somebody sent me something, this was maybe a month or so ago, and the guy said, you know, you don't seem like the tin foil hat type guy to me. You don't seem like that. So what's with the countdown here on, you know, the American democratic system, 286 days and everything like that? I'm like, have you been reading? Have you been paying attention? Have you been seeing the look of panic on people who have been around a long time and have watched things in this country over a protracted period of time? And have you watched them the way they're talking? And have you seen that look on their face? Well, now you can add that New York Times editorial yesterday. New York Times read an editorial yesterday that really spelled out what's in store for this country if something doesn't change, and change quick. And what they did is they looked back at democracies in the past that have faced divisive issues like the ones we have in this country right now. And about half of them didn't end up surviving. You get your hands on this thing, read it, and it will really, really straighten you up. That's all I can tell you. There ain't nothing good. There ain't nothing good. All right, we have light snow across the Midwest and across the St. Louis area in the Bi-State. This morning, they are insisting that this will not be a big deal. However, the ground has been so cold for so long that anything that comes down is probably going to hang around. They're using the word dusting because a lot of this is drying up even before it hits the ground. So they're, like I said, they're insisting this will not be a big deal. That may change next week. I know that there's always people jumping up and down, oftentimes trying to scare you, and there are people who do that. It's not a lot. It's not as many as you think. The weather guys are actually pretty responsible when it comes to this whole thing. That having been said, I would say mid to late next week, I would not be surprised if you need your shovel. Let's just leave it at that, all right? So mid to the end of next week, some wintry stuff on the ledger. Let's just put it this way. Just in time for the Olympics, which begin 1 week from tomorrow. A lot of people boycotting the Olympics because, well, there's a million different reasons. You can boycott the Olympics. You can talk about China's human rights policies. They don't have any. You can talk about the idea that China and the IOC probably should have canceled or delayed the Olympics, given the fact that we have this, you know, pandemic still going. But we're about a week away from finding out that pretty much everybody who's competing in the Olympics this year had somebody or something die recently, and they're trying to overcome the emotional trauma of the whole thing. Everybody. It's like Brian Regan, the very, very funny comedian, said, the reporter comes over, are you going to be dedicating your efforts to your dying grandmother? And the guy says, yeah, I guess. I didn't even know she was sick. Everybody remember Up Close and Personal? That's how this whole thing started. Does anybody remember the triple cast from the mid-80s? The triple cast. I think it was Sencom Cable back then? And for like, I don't know, it was like $125, you could get Olympics 24 hours a day. And then you had the red level, the white level, and the blue level. The red would be the most expensive one. It would give you all basically 24 hours a day. And then you could get down to the blue level, and it was just basically highlights. You wake up at 1:30 in the morning to take a leak, turn on the TV, and like, I wonder how they're doing on the moguls right now. They found out that that person I just described doesn't exist. Speaking of icy-related athletics, the Blues in Calgary tonight. Guys, let's not have it be like it was three nights ago. I'm sitting there going, I'm going to watch a Blues game. Sit down. If you're like me, I gave up when it was 7-1. So this time we have them in our building. You might want to actually try to play this time, guys. A couple of weeks ago, I told you that one of the stories that has really been circulating through St. Louis media circles is the fact that KMOX's ratings came out last month, and they were the second lowest in the radio station's history. And then the following month, the ratings came out, and they were the lowest in the radio station's history. And there were people who insisted that it was some sort of a fluke, some sort of a wobble, as they say in the broadcast industry, with the ratings, and that it's just some sort of sampling error or something like that. Wait till next month and the ratings will go right back up. Well, for the third consecutive month, the ratings came out yesterday, and KMOX, again, seemingly wanting to get to the bottom of the barrel. The ratings are not moving in the right direction for KMOX. And a lot of it, this is, you know, it's like anything else. A business starts to falter in terms of sales or whatever it is that they do. A Major League Baseball team can't win. A television network has crummy ratings. Doesn't matter. When that happens, somebody loses their job. You were in charge. This whole thing is tanking. Thank you very much, but we're moving on. We've hired somebody else for your position. That's the way it's supposed to work, frankly, which is why it was noteworthy that yesterday, the guy who has been running KMOX for, I don't know, at least the last 15 years, I would imagine, that guy yesterday gets a massive promotion. And people are like, huh? If anything, we thought you were on the hot seat. And worst case scenario, you were going to lose your job. And instead, you know, his picture and his name all over the trade magazines yesterday as he gets this massive promotion. We are living in the bizarro world. Joe Biden's going to get a Supreme Court nomination. And already a lot of the, well, there's a chat room for broadcasters in St. Louis. And over the course of the last 10 or 15 years, that has eroded into a place for real hard right wing bad people, racists, stuff like that, posting their stuff. And yesterday, right on cue, it's like, well, why does it have to be a black woman? Isn't that discriminating against white people? All that is just reverse discrimination. And this is where people like me come along to remind everybody that every institution in our society has had that moment where somebody comes along and says, I'm sorry, it's time. It's time that this institution look more like what the country looks like. And there's always pushback. And so much of the stuff that's online and on social media where people are just yakking away, it's like if you took an empty tin can and put a rock in it and then just started rattling it. It's like a rock just rattling around inside of a tin can. That's what it sounds like to me. And usually these people are not great students of history, nor are they examples of people with great brain power. And that's why it is incumbent upon somebody like me to remind everybody, for example, that remember the first female Supreme Court justice, Sandra Day O'Connor? All right. There's another example of somebody who had to come along and say, that's enough. And do you know who that guy was? Ronald fucking Reagan. I rest my case. Spotify has made its choice, and its choice was Joe Rogan over Neil Young. Neil Young said, this guy is bad news. I don't care if he's got the number one podcast in the world. Doesn't matter to me. He's pumping out false COVID-19 information, so it's either him or me. And Spotify said, so long, Neil. That's the end of that. Have you been watching the HBO series Euphoria? Maud Apatow is in this, Judd Apatow's daughter, and a bunch of other people, and it's just loaded with sex and drug use and addiction and anonymous sex and violence and other destructive behaviors that go on in the teen world. It's a, unfortunately, accurate depiction of what goes on, at least in some segments of the sort of teen crowd. Well, Dare has come along and said, we would like to meet with you folks at HBO to talk about our present concerns, and we would like to do that directly, face-to-face. Watch this space, as I like to say. Late night tonight, Kevin James, who the last time I saw him had his head shaved, which is a pretty good idea because I don't know what that was on his head before. Kevin James, I had him on the show when I was in Houston. He was a lot of fun. He was really, really a fun guy, even though I consider the stuff he does pretty lowbrow. But he does stand-up, too, and a lot of his stand-up is actually surprisingly funny. So anyhow, he's on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Johnny Knoxville on with Kimmel. Colbert has got Kate Hudson. Jared Leto and David Cross both on with James Corden. Seth Meyers has Kenan Thompson and Lindsey Vonn, who will be doing the downhill again at the Olympics starting next week, is on with Trevor Noah. Aziz Ansari is so serious about disconnecting from the internet, he's not only ditched social media, he doesn't even use email. I know a couple of people like that. It's like they're living in the 70s. The whole technology thing, social media, all that. I've got one friend of mine in Chicago who does not have a cell phone by design. He's also got a teenage daughter. He won't turn on the air conditioning in the house until the temperature reaches about 88. It ain't 88 in St. Louis. Let me get this here. Hold
Uber on. Should be out here by 8, 9 o'clock later this morning. But something to watch out for if you're going to be heading out and about this morning.
Yeah, it's fucking snowing. That's right. And it wasn't in the forecast, so they're playing it down. You know, this was not in the forecast yesterday, so now it's snowing in St. Louis, and they're like, well, it's not a big deal to be out of here soon. I'll tell you, the traffic cam shot they just had looked to me like there was snow accumulating on whatever road it was. I don't know if it was 40 or 270, but it looked to me as though this will be a problem. And again, part of the issue is that the ground has been so frozen cold for so long that anything that falls is just going to sit there. And again, this is one of those difficult things about podcasting is that, you know, when you're doing radio, you're talking to people who are listening right now and you talk about what's happening right now. For all I know, you're listening to this podcast at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. So anything I'm talking to you about regarding snow at 7 o'clock in the morning doesn't really matter too much. But I would be remiss if I did not at least mention what's happening right now. You like the show Downton Abbey and you've been waiting for the movie? Well, it just got pushed back again from March to May. Amy Schneider's Jeopardy streak came to an end yesterday after 40 wins and about $1.4 million. If you're watching Peacemaker on HBO Max, you're in good company. It is the number one streaming series right now. And Madonna would like to do a world tour with Britney Spears to recreate their VMA kiss. What is this, 1998? I can see the posters now. The Cellulite Tour. All right, birthdays today. Rosamund Pike, I Don't Get It, the star of Gone Girl, 43 today. Patton Oswalt, funny guy, 53. If you ever get a chance to see a movie called Big Fan, do it. He is so good in this, and it's a great story, by the way. It's got a football theme to it. The movie, again, is called Big Fan. Patton Oswalt, 53 today. Bridget Fonda, oh, for a long time, JC was paying very, very close attention to Miss Fonda. I'm generally not a fan of blondes, but there's always an exception to the rule, and Bridget Fonda was mine. She's 58 today. Keith Olbermann, 63. Mimi Rogers, Tom Cruise's first wife, 66. And I don't know what her breast size is, but she is truly remarkable in that department. She's 66 today. John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I used to play this because when the official announcement came down, you'll never guess what the reporter's name was who appeared on your TV screen to make the announcement.
This is a CBS News special report. Good day, John Roberts. President Bush is about to make his announcement of John Roberts. Until then, John Roberts, CBS News in New York. Good day.
Thanks, John. That wasn't the least bit confusing. James Cromwell is 82 today. Boy, was he good. Well, in pretty much everything he's ever done, including the movie Babe and The Green Mile, The Sum of All Fears, 6 Feet Under. Laverne and Shirley, spinoff Happy Days, debuted on this date in 1976. 38 years ago today, 1984, Michael Jackson suffered second and third degree burns when his hair caught fire when he was filming a Pepsi commercial. Andre the Giant died of a heart attack at the age of 46 on this day, 29 years ago today. Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad at a press conference in San Francisco 12 years ago today. And it was 4 years ago in 2018, Huey Lewis abruptly lost his hearing while getting ready to perform in Dallas. He was later diagnosed with Meniere's disease. We saw Huey Lewis in the news at the Bob Costas Celebrity Fundraiser for Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital. I don't know how many years ago it was, probably 10. Man, were they good. Still not hearing anything substantive with regard to the Major League Baseball season and the negotiations and stuff like that. I've talked about it. I asked somebody a long time ago, because I had heard a story a long time ago that every time at Busch Stadium you have to turn on the lights, $10,000 right off the top. So it's like, you're going to throw the switch? Yeah, boom, 10 grand. And I remember asking Dan Farrell, president of the Cardinals, about that. I've known Dan for 35 years. And he said, it's about right. Well, at AT&T Stadium in Texas, where the Cowboys play and where the Cotton Bowl was just held, they use more energy on a game day than the entire country of Liberia. Joe Biden comes from Delaware. There are more corporations in that state than people. Delaware has very friendly corporate tax laws, so a lot of businesses incorporate there, even if they don't have any actual physical presence there. There is scientific proof that when you close your eyes trying to think of something, like you're trying to remember something, somebody says, what's that address of that guy? And you're like, oh, I can't think of it, I can't think of it. And you close your eyes, and sometimes you put your hand up to your forehead, and you're trying to think, and you're trying to think. That actually works, and they have scientific proof of that right now. Well, the U.S. has plenty of problems right now, but pent-up sexual tension apparently is not one of them. A new study looked at sexual health throughout the world by analyzing international Google searches for things related to things like sexual wellness, porn, self-pleasure, sex-related products, and OnlyFans accounts. And they crunched all the numbers, and America ranks number one as the sexual wellness capital of the world. Australia second, followed by the UK, Germany, Canada, Italy, France, Spain, the Netherlands, and Russia. They didn't list every country, so it's unclear who the most sexually frustrated countries are. But they broke it down by cities. London is the sexiest city, followed by Melbourne, Australia, New York, LA, Houston, Chicago, Perth, Australia, Sydney, Australia, Toronto, and Adelaide, Australia. What's going on in the land down under? Vegemite can be used as a lubricant, by the way. Oh, wait, this isn't over. There's more stats from the study. The U.S. has the most OnlyFans account by far, three times more than the U.K., which ranked second. But the U.K. is the self-pleasure capital of the world. Australia second, followed by Ireland, Portugal, and Italy. The U.S. didn't make the top 10. But the U.S. did order the second most sex toys over the past 3 years. Romania was number one. Ireland third. The U.K. and Canada were next. London and Paris tied for the highest volume of monthly Pornhub searches. New York and L.A. were next, followed by Milan, Italy. And the top trending sexual wellness products are vibrators, followed by candles, latex-free condoms, lube, massage oil, aphrodisiac scents, massagers, and elixir oil. Do you ever start dating somebody and you get 2-3 dates in maybe, and it's that fateful moment where you know you're going to have sex for the first time, and you go to the person's house, and they open up a little cabinet or something, and it looks like a Priscilla's in there. I'm trying to remember who the comedian was. It was talking about you a date to Puerto Rican girls, and you know they're putting powder on their hands like the gymnasts at the Olympics.
I ain't going to hurt you, Poppy.
You ever been knocked out? I got knocked out for the first time when I was about 10 years old. These juvenile delinquents that I used to play with once in a while when I was 10 years old, they had no adult supervision of any kind. And I was walking away from the guy, and he threw a hammer at me, and the hammer hit me right in the back of the head, knocked me out. Been knocked out a couple of other times to sports-related things. I talk about this because somebody on Reddit asked for stories about waking up in the hospital and having no idea how you got there. For example, somebody woke up in a hospital after bar hopping on their 21st birthday. Turned out they did so many shots and hit their head after jumping out of a moving taxi. A guy was riding his bike, woke up in the hospital, found out he'd been hit in the head by a flying squirrel. Somebody was at a pool, then woke up in a hospital and found out they drowned. They were in a coma for 2 days. Well, ended up going home a week later. A guy woke up in a hospital, realized he didn't die in that motorcycle accident he was in. He called it a pleasant surprise. Guy woke up handcuffed to a hospital bed. Turned out he'd been hit by a drunk driver, and they strapped him to the bed because he kept trying to pull out his catheter. A guy drank too much, fell off a horse. A metal statue of a horse outside the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. I'm laughing. Probably shouldn't laugh, but no, actually, I think I should. Good luck living this one down. A woman from Florida named Olivia Garcia is going viral after she made her family do a big detour during a road trip through North Carolina. She saw a TikTok video that supposedly showed some amazing mountains in a Charlotte suburb called Gastonia. So they drove an hour out of their way to check it out. But when they got there, it was just a normal town with gas stations, strip malls, and no mountains. So what the hell happened? Well, it turns out the video she saw was by a guy who likes posting fake location videos and calls them not Carolina videos. And the one Olivia saw said he was in Gastonia, but the footage was actually shot while driving through the Swiss Alps. That will get you ragged on by your brothers and sisters, by your family members for eternity. And this is pretty much the opposite of everything we thought we knew. A new study found Americans have actually been drinking less during the pandemic. Women's drinking habits haven't changed much, but men have been drinking 20% less alcohol than they were before. I don't know, maybe they're going to the bars less often? Reports of problematic drinking have increased up 69% for men and 49% for women, meaning we're more likely to say our drinking has had negative consequences. But how's that possible if we're drinking less? Anyhow, they're not sure, but a shift in responsibilities might have something to do with it. A lot of parents have had to step up when it comes to taking care of their kids. And if drinking interferes with that, it might be more obvious that your drinking is an issue. I don't know, or maybe we're just drinking more to relieve stress, and maybe that's made it more obvious. I don't know. And a study found that for people who won't exercise, just working out for an hour can boost your metabolism and help you burn more calories for two full days. On this date in 1984, I was living in Buffalo, New York, and working at a radio station called 97 Rock. And the guy who was running the place just wouldn't get off my back. It was just one of those things like at KMOX, where everything you said and you did, you know, required a meeting to talk this out. And it's like, oh, for God's sakes, just leave us alone. Look at the ratings, okay? Look at the ratings. Look at all the awards we're winning. Don't you get it? This might not be your cup of tea, but the people who we're trying to appeal to with classic rock and roll are really getting off on this. Can you just back off? And he wouldn't. And so, on this date in 1984, I was standing at the urinal at the end of my show, because a lot of times you have to hold it because you're really, really busy, especially back in those days. We didn't have all this digital stuff and computers and everything, so you were actually spinning vinyl discs. So it required a lot more work. You really had to pay attention to what was going on. And, oh, by the way, records skip. So you have to be, you know, watching out for that all the time. So the show's over. I'm standing at the urinal, and the guy comes up behind me and says, "That's going to be it, okay? You're fired." And what I should have done is just turned around, like to say, "What?" Which would have meant that I would have started peeing all over his pants leg, but I didn't think of that fast enough. And then I went home trying to figure out what I was going to do next. And it started snowing, and it didn't stop snowing until, I don't know, there was something like 22 inches. I was stuck in my apartment for about a week, which is interesting because on this date in 67, woke up to 23 inches of snow in Chicago, and that shut down the city for a better part of a week. I used to have a picture of me in my backyard, and what I had done is I put my boots on and went out there and stomped out the numbers 2 and 3, and then my dad took a picture, but I seem to have lost that shot. I'll find it one of these days. Stones were in town on this date in 2006. I think that this was the day we finally got out of New Orleans back in 2004, because we had gone down there and, you know, there was a radio station cruise that we went on for a week, and then we got back to New Orleans. But we couldn't leave because the airports were closed, the roads were iced and snowed over, and they're like, we got you guys a hotel, just stay in New Orleans until we can get you out of there. And we're like, don't hurry. There's worse places you can get stuck for a couple of days. I graduated high school in 1971, and there was one guy in the school. He was sort of the hippie kid, and he wore bell bottoms for the first time, and everybody just wanted to beat him. That was the thing. You conform. It's sort of like the Rush song, you know, be cool or be cast out. Subdivisions. This guy wore bell bottoms, and everybody wanted to beat on him all the time. And bell bottoms have come back a couple of times, and now there's speculation that they might be coming back again. They're in the news because Target started selling a women's version recently, except instead of bell bottoms, they're calling them extreme flare jeans. Google Trends says the phrase, "Are bell bottoms back in style?" is trending right now, and it's the number one back in style search this week, followed by, "Are fanny packs back in style?" The rest of the top five are banana clips, Uggs, and members-only jackets. And somebody is trying to make a better condom again. Some people are even claiming that with this new one, it makes sex better. It's not available in the U.S. yet. It's called the CSD 500. They say it's been in development for a while. It's nicknamed the Viagra condom because it's got a gel that increases blood flow and helps men perform. A team at Ohio State has been researching them and just published a report on how they could encourage more people to use protection. 500 couples used them for 6 months, and 16% of the men said it made sex more pleasurable. A lot of women agreed. 16% is around 1 in 6, and another 67% said it's about the same as not using a condom. So 83% total said it's either good or better. I do not know how this is possible. The old line about taking a shower with a raincoat on comes to mind. Guy in Florida arrested on Saturday after cops found a bag of syringes in his pocket, and he tried to claim they were for fishing. He also had a bag of fentanyl. He's due in court next month. Another police department in Florida had to arrest a man at a Waffle House last week after they received calls about a disturbance. When the cops got there, the man was screaming stuff at the employees like, "You better cook the fucking bacon right!" End quote. And Antonio Brown, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers guy who pulled off his jersey and uniform, top half of it, and threw it into the on the sidelines and then marched off the field after doing a couple of jumping jacks in the end zone. While the game was going on, he's making the rounds on TV today, trying to repair his image. He said in an interview that he wants to play for the Baltimore Ravens next season, and that rumor started after he was seen being fitted for a purple and black straitjacket. And with that, we say, that's it. The J.C. Corcoran Podcast for Thursday, January 27th, 2022, 286 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. I'm serious. Try to get that New York Times editorial from yesterday about the decline of this country and comparing it to other democracies that had similar situations to what we're experiencing right now and how those things turned out. And on that happy note, we remind you that we are here every weekday morning at about 7 o'clock, absolutely free. If you miss a podcast, don't worry. Everything is archived right here. We do politics only when it is unavoidable. Email me at jc@jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Have a great day. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.